You're listening to Rhema for Today.
This story does not tell us that he was sick for the glory of God. You'll notice that he's sick, that he's died. The glory of God hadn't been made manifest yet. Because Jesus said I not unto thee that if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God. They hadn't seen the glory of God yet. Isn't that true? Isn't that true? They had not seen the glory of God yet. The glory was manifested in Lazarus' resurrection and healing.
Welcome to Rhema for Today. Kenneth E. Hagin continues his teaching, Recognizing Roadblocks to Healing, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
Then said Thomas, which is called Didymus, unto his fellow disciples, Let us also go, that we may die with him. They thought Jesus was going to go up there and die, I guess. Then when Jesus came, he found that he had lain in the grave 4 days already. Now Bethany was nigh to Jerusalem, about 15 furlongs off. And many of the Jews came to Martha and Mary to comfort them concerning their brother. Then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him. But Mary sat still in the house. Then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. But I know that even now, whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it thee. Jesus saith unto her, Thy brother shall rise again. Martha saith unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Jesus saith unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. Thank God. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? She saith unto him, Yea, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which should come into the world. And when she had so said, she went her way and called Mary, her sister, secretly, saying, The Master is come and calleth for thee. You know, that's a good text to preach on right there. The Master is come and calleth for thee. Hallelujah. As soon as she heard that, she arose quickly and came unto him. Now Jesus was not yet come into the town, but was in that place where Martha met him. The Jews then, which were with her in the house and comforted her, when they saw Mary, that she rose up hastily and went out, followed her, saying, She goeth unto the grave to weep there. Then when Mary was come where Jesus was, and saw him, she fell down at his feet, saying unto him, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. When Jesus therefore saw her weeping, and the Jews also weeping, which came with her, he groaned in the spirit and was troubled, and said, Where have you laid him? They said unto him, Lord, come and see. Jesus wept. Then said the Jews, Behold how he loved him. And some of them said, Could not this man which opened the eyes of the blind have caused that even this man should not have died? Jesus, therefore, again, groaning in himself, came to the grave. It was a cave, and a stone lay upon it. Jesus said, Take ye away the stone. Martha, the sister of him that was dead, saith unto him, Lord, by this time he stinketh, for he has been dead 4 days. Now listen carefully. This 40th verse. Jesus saith unto her, Said I not unto thee, that if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God? Now then, you see here, this story does not tell us that he was sick for the glory of God. You'll notice that he's sick, that he's died. The glory of God hadn't been made manifest yet. Because Jesus said I not unto thee that if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God. They hadn't seen the glory of God yet. Isn't that true? They had not seen the glory of God yet. The glory was manifested in Lazarus' resurrection and healing. Martha hadn't seen the glory yet. She didn't see the glory of God in his death. The glory of God hadn't been made manifest yet. He not only had to be resurrected, but he had to be healed. Because if he had just been raised up from the dead and his disease or whatever it was hadn't been healed, he'd have died again. Immediately, eventually he did anyway. You see, God is glorified through healing and deliverance, not in suffering and sickness. Are you listening to me? Now then, we covered that yesterday to some extent, and I want to just gather up the few loose ends there. Let's go to roadblock number 7. Sickness is God's chastening. Now it's true that the Bible said in Hebrews 12:6, for whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth. However, it does not say, whom the Lord loveth, he maketh sick. It's a mistake to take one small portion of Scripture and try to prove something. You see, there's no reference to sickness in this text. Whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth. Read the entire context. There's no implication of sickness or disease in the word chasteneth in the original Greek. You understand that the New Testament was originally written in Greek. Now, for the full meaning of this word, we look to the writings of the recognized Greek scholar, Dr. Robert Young, and also W.E. Vine. Vine was professor of Greek at Oxford University in England, and author of Expository Dictionary of New Testament Words. We learn that this word chasten literally means child train. It also means to educate. It also means teach. Just as babies need to be taught and corrected so they can grow to be healthy children and adults, so baby Christians need to be taught and corrected so that they might grow to be spiritually healthy children. They need to be disciplined and governed, which this word means in the original Greek. Now, certainly some of the problems in our country today stem from the lack of discipline and religious training in the home. And we need that. Children must be disciplined, corrected, and trained in love. Now, one meaning of the word chasten, according to Vine and Dr. Young, is to educate. Well, you see, you send your children to school that they might be educated, don't you? But you don't say to the teacher, now, if he don't act right, just knock his eye out or break his leg, do you? I said, do you? Well, now, God's got as much sense as you have, hasn't he? Or do you suppose he's stupid like people? Some. No, thank God he's not. I said, no, thank God he's not. Amen. Are you listening to me? Now then, in Matthew, the 7th chapter, the 9th through the 11th verse, Jesus says, you know, the Word of God says, "What man is there of you whom if his son asks bread, will he give him a stone? Or if he asks a fish, will he give him a serpent?" Now notice this. "If ye then," Jesus said, "being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father which is in heaven give good things to them that ask him?" Hallelujah. Now God will train and discipline us with his hand of love, just like you as fathers train and discipline. "Whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth." Amen. Are you listening to me? Now, I'll tell you the real truth about the matter. Sometimes we've learned all right the hard way, but we really didn't have to. I mean, if we had listened to the Word of God and have been what the Word of God said to be, doers of the Word and not hearers only, we wouldn't have gotten into some of the trouble we got into.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's special radio offer. First is the complete set of 21 videos from Winter Bible Seminar 2026, all on one USB drive. This new MP4 format offers a convenient way to view these teachings. This is offered for a price of $95. Next is the 21 audio teachings from Winter Bible Seminar on a USB drive in MP3 format, offered for the price of $50. And lastly, we're offering both the video MP4s and the audio MP3s on two USB drives for $140. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
You know, hon, they hear us at every program. We say we want to thank you for helping.
Yes.
Well, we're talking to those that have become a Rhema partner, a word partner with us, we call it.
Yes.
And what is a partner? It's just somebody that prays for us regularly and sends an offering at least once a month, whatever you can afford to send. It helps us to continue to do this broadcast.
Yes.
And many other things that we do all over the world. So if you'd like to become a partner with us, you can go to rhema.org/WPC.
Tomorrow, more from Kenneth E. Hagin with his teaching, Recognizing Roadblocks to Healing. If you'd like, you can visit our online bookstore and also purchase more life-changing teachings. That's at rhema.org. Thanks for listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.